Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
Well, glory to God.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Praise
God. God is good. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Does anyone believe that He's got good things for us today?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, He does. Hallelujah. God's got so many good things for us. God has done His part. Amen. He showed up today. I know that. Praise the Lord.
Thank
I could
you.
Just sense as I was up here. You know, I love that when things can go a little bit different because there's just inspiration and that the Lord wants to move on us. Amen. Because God wants to do some things here. Amen. We don't have church service for no reason. We don't come together just to come together. You know, you wouldn't go to a buffet. You know, my wife mentioned a buffet.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. But you wouldn't go to a buffet if you weren't hungry, would you?
That's right. Right.
Amen. There's no point to go to a buffet if you're not hungry. Just sit there and look at all the food, smell it, all that stuff. No, you want to come when you're hungry because you want to eat. Well, praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
When the same thing with church. You don't want to be full of everything else when you come to church.
Yeah.
You want to come to church hungry. Amen.
Yes.
What do I mean by being full of everything else? I mean, you could get filled up in the world. You know that. You can fill up your spirit and everything that's around you.
Yeah.
And then you can come to church with no room left for God, and then you wonder why you don't receive.
Yeah.
Praise God. But God wants us to receive.
Amen.
God doesn't ever want us to come to a church service and not walk away with something.
That's right.
In fact, if we don't walk away with something, there's something wrong. We need to get before God and find out what that is.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not Him.
Yeah.
Amen. It would be us.
Amen.
We need to walk away with something that we can take out there and we can apply to our lives, because God wants us to go from glory to glory.
That's right.
God is an increased God, if you haven't learned about that yet. And I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about in every area of life.
Yeah.
God wants us to increase.
Yeah.
If you were this much happy last year, He wants you at least this much happy.
Praise
now.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
But I can guarantee you He wants you more. Praise
Glory.
God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, God is good. Today we're talking about praise and peace. That's the name of the message today. Praise and peace. And I am super excited for this because for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons is because of how the Lord brought it to me. You know, I was doing my due diligence and seeking the Lord, and I had some things stirring a little bit for different services. And you know, as I preach in different churches and stuff like that, there's sometimes you have to sort out, because you can't just preach whatever you want to preach.
Yes,
whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? We don't set up sermons like that. We don't. I don't just preach a message. I don't preach the same message in Mayville that I do in Corey. I would if God led me that way, but that's not the way that I'm led. He has something for each and every place.
Yes,
amen?
Right.
Because otherwise He just called Corey people to Mayville.
Right. Right. Right.
If that's what God was doing, if He was just doing it all in Mayville. But no, God has something for every place that He goes. And so we seek the Lord and we get after Him. And you know, go after Him for Him.
Yeah.
And I was after Him this morning, you know, seeking God on the more direction for the service. And I had a few scriptures, I had a few kind of a few things down in a kind of a direction I was going. Amen. And you know, when I was, and it was about praise, amen.
Yeah.
And as I was getting into it, a lot of times happens to me when I'm preparing a message, you know, scriptures would just come to me. And I got to a place in the scripture, the last scripture had come, and there just wasn't much more. And so I started, like, something was off there. And I knew that I had to find out why what the more was,
sure,
what I needed to figure out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, walking with the Lord is just like that. You just start going in a direction, and when you can't go any further, you know what I mean? When you just don't seem right, when it just starts, as Brother Hagin always said, it feels like taking a shower with your socks on.
Yeah.
You know, when something just ain't right, then you just kind of turn to Him and seek Him. You know.
Yeah.
And one thing that I've always learned is that when you're seeking God, if you aren't getting anything, then the biggest thing you need to do is just rest.
Yeah.
You've got to rest in Him. And we need to learn this in life. This is a very important thing. And that's where this whole message came out of. This whole message was based actually originally on just praise. But the scripture that I ended with, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but when I get there, I'm going to share it with you. And I'm going to tell you where God took me in and how He took me. So when I get there, if I don't remember it, then you remind me, all right?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all looking at me like, I don't know what you're talking about, Pastor. But that's all right. We'll get there. Amen. We'll just believe God for it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I wrote this down, though, earlier. If you aren't at peace, you won't praise. And if you won't praise, you won't be in peace.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let me say that again. If you aren't at peace, you won't praise. And if you won't praise, you won't be at peace. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, that's good.
Praising is the way we get to peace.
Yeah.
Peace is how we get to praise.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to explain this. But see, we have to understand that those two things are not separate. Those two things are connected.
That's right.
So if you have no peace in your life, you got to understand one thing right now, and that's that you need to praise.
Yeah.
Because if you don't get praising, you ain't going to get peace.
That's right.
But maybe you got, maybe you need some peace in your life. You're going to go... Yeah, you're going to go praise. That's what you're going to do. You're going to start praising. Amen?
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. You can't praise God if there's no peace in your life. If there's no peace in your spirit, if there's no peace in your life, if you're in chaos, you're not going to go praise God.
No.
See, because peace tells us that there's a reason to praise.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what peace does. Peace is a... Well, we're going to get there. Amen?
Yeah.
Peace is the security blanket that surrounds you in the storm. It's that thing that you know, when you have to hunker down because there's a storm in life going on, something's coming, things are coming against you. Peace is that thing that you wrap around you. You know, I when I go out into the weather, you know, I always see movies and stuff where people go out in the rain. But every time I go in the rain, it doesn't matter if it's a warm rain or not. Every time I go in the rain, I always have this tendency to go like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I always have this tendency to kind of hunker down and to get covered up. Amen?
Yeah.
And you know, I've often thought about that because I don't enjoy just being out in the weather like that.
Yeah.
I don't like it hit my face. I don't like, you know, you kind of cover up. You like put on, in the wintertime, you put on scarves and everything. But see, that's kind of the same thing. Peace is that thing that we wrap around us when there's trouble. Peace is the scarf. Peace is the blanket. Peace is a coat, a warm coat. Amen? Peace is that thing that protects us. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Turn with me to Psalm 67. Psalm 67. We're going to read verses 5 and 6. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Psalm 67, my pages are kind of sticking here, I don't know why. Psalm 67, verses 5 and 6. Praise the Lord. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Hallelujah. Let the peoples praise you, let all the people praise you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory
to God. This isn't saying, God, you have to let them do this. No, he's saying, let it happen.
Yeah.
This is something that needs to be happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Verse 6, then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. Praise God.
Praise God.
The Bible says, let the people praise you. Let all the people praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. Yes. See, so many people, you know, we get into this trial, these things called trials. We get into places in our life where things just don't seem to be working right, and it just doesn't seem like everything we're after is happening, and it just seems like every time we do something, we get knocked back down. And people forget this.
Yeah.
People forget that the most important thing, what people instantly turn to is complaining. They turn to talking about how sad they are. They talk about how hurt they are. They talk about how much it doesn't feel good. They talk about this. They talk about this. They want to share it with everybody. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But the Bible doesn't say when you're going through a storm, if you want the increase, it doesn't say that you start talking about the trial.
Yeah.
It doesn't say you start talking about how bad things are.
Right.
It says the earth will yield its increase. God will bless us when the people praise Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the people praise Him.
Yeah.
That means that if we're not, that's why we run so much on people praising God. I say all the time, if you can't praise God in here where God's presence is and where everything is good, praise the Lord. If you can't do it here, you certainly aren't going to do it out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why, you know, this, oh, praise God. We're going to get into this a little bit more. His people are silent.
Yeah.
God's people are silent.
Wow.
We go to church, people, there's churches, there's other Christians that talk about us because we're vocal, because we speak out, because we praise the Lord.
Right.
And this is what the Bible says we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
If you want something to change, the first thing you have to know is the change is found between right underneath your nose and right above your chinny chin chin. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's right there. That's where the praise comes out. God gave us the ability to get into the increase through our lips.
Yeah.
He gave us the ability. What does it say there? It says, then the earth shall yield her increase.
Amen.
What are you looking for?
That's
what
good.
Are you waiting for in life?
Yeah.
What are you trying to get through?
Yeah.
It's found in your praise.
Yeah.
That word praise literally means, literally to use the hand, to revere or worship with extended hands. Wow. This is what that word means.
Yeah.
To confess, give thanks. It's this indication or this idea that you're pouring out, and so you're extending your hands up to the heavens. People talk about us raising our hands. Why do we do that? Because the Bible tells us to.
Right. Yeah.
The Bible tells us to lift holy hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we see that this word praise literally is to extend the hand.
Yeah.
It's to reach out to God. It's to pour out to God and to tell Him how good He is. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Praise.
People have such a hard time with this. Is it any wonder? I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're a Christian and you're seeking God and you found a church and you have things that are coming against you, the things that the preacher's preaching every week. You know, we're talking about things every week. We're talking about tithing and giving. We're talking about praising God. We're talking about lifting holy hands.
Yeah.
We're talking about responding
yeah.
and receiving. And we're talking about all these things. And you find this struggle on the inside of you that just fights against it. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
We have this thing that's called an enemy.
Yeah.
And that enemy wants to keep you from the increase.
Yeah.
He wants to keep you from the earth yielding her increase.
Yeah.
He wants to keep you from God blessing you. And so what's he going to do? He's going to put all these thoughts in your head. He's going to say, well, you're not that type of person. You don't... Listen, I wasn't that type of person. I wasn't the type of person to want to speak out, to want to raise my hands.
Yeah.
You all know. It's funny because we all come into church. If you come into a church like ours, everybody that comes in at some point comes in and they see a church full of people that will be raising their hands and praising God. And yet, for some reason, you feel like if you stand there in the back, nobody behind you, but you're all the way in the back, you feel like if you raise your hand this much that every eye in that place is now on you. Is there anybody who's not been there?
No.
Come on, praise the Lord. Do we have anybody else who's been in that position?
Yeah.
There been anybody else who feels like if they speak out, that everybody's going to be listening to them.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing. That's the deception of the enemy.
Yeah.
He's trying to get us to keep our mouths closed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, when you're going through a trial, the last thing you want to do is say, praise God. When the storms are rising up against you, when your car breaks, when your house breaks, when everything around you breaks, when your husband breaks, your wife breaks, your kids break, praise the Lord. When something breaks, the last thing you want to do is start praising God.
Right.
But what does the Bible say?
Yeah.
It says, then the earth will yield the increase.
Yes.
See, the enemy's coming to get your praise.
Mm-hmm.
The devil doesn't want you to praise. He can't stand it when you praise. He hates your praise.
Yeah.
God loves your praise.
Yeah.
He loves it so much that He wants to bless you.
Amen.
Does the Word say that?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
said the Word says that.
Yeah, glory.
I didn't make it up.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Praise
turn
God.
With me to Matthew 21.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory
we
to
love
God.
The Word
yeah.
because the Word is good.
Yeah.
The Word sets us free. See, it's this stuff that changes lives. You know, we can preach about all the kings of the Bible. We can tell you about the chronological order of the scribes from the Old Testament and how they did this and how they did that. But that ain't going to help you in everyday life.
That's
amen.
Right.
It'll help you to know things about the Bible, which isn't bad. Study that in your own time. Learn about that stuff. You can know all about the book of Revelation, what's going to happen. But if you don't know how to apply your regular life right now,
yeah.
you're in deep doo-doo. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right.
You're in deep trouble. You ain't going to get very far. Hallelujah. You won't even make it to the end because you'll get wiped out beforehand.
Yeah.
Matthew 21, verse 15. Praise God. Hallelujah. 15 and 16.
Yeah.
But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he, Jesus, did, and that the children crying out in the temple and saying, they saw this, the children crying out in the temple saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. They were indignant. They were mad. They couldn't stand it. Oh, those religious people, they hate it when they see people crying out.
Yeah.
What were the children doing? They're crying out. They're praising God.
Yeah.
And the priests couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
The Pharisees, hallelujah.
Yeah.
They couldn't stand it. They didn't want to see it. The religious people of the day, they didn't want to hear that. Listen, you got religious people not liking what your church is doing? It's probably because they're so bound up with religious devils that they can't see what's right and wrong.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen, we praise God because the Bible tells us to. Because God told us to. You remember God? You know God, right? God, the creator of everything. You know, the author of this book. You know, the one that sent his son to come save your sorry butt. Hallelujah. You know that God? That God, he's also the same one that said, open your mouth and praise me. Why? Because then the earth will yield their increase. Why does it do that? Because that's the way I made the earth. I made it to yield its increase once you start opening your mouth. I don't think you understood.
That's good, yeah.
I said God made the earth to yield increase once you start opening your mouth. I said God made the earth to yield increase once you open your mouth. He made it to work a certain way.
That's right.
Are you surprised that God made something work a certain way?
No.
You know what's awesome about a duck-billed platypus? A duck-billed platypus cannot make horses. You can't get a horse out of a duck-billed platypus. You know the only thing you will get out of a duck-billed platypus? You'll get other duck-billed platypuses.
Yeah.
Maybe a nice glass of duck-billed platypus milk. But other than that, you're going to get duck-billed platypuses. Amen? That's what you're going to get out there. You ain't going to get horses. You ain't going to get anything else. You know why? Because they're not designed to work that way.
Right.
They're designed to work the way God designed them to work.
Right.
The earth will yield or increase when you open your mouth.
Yes.
Why? Because that's the way God designed it.
Yeah.
See, you can argue everything. You say, why when I get two cows that come together and make another baby, why do I get another cow? Who cares? That's the way God made it.
Yeah.
Why do you care?
Yeah.
Why do you care how it works? Right. You just see, this is the great thing about God. It does not matter why it works.
Yeah.
It just matters that it works.
Yeah.
See, we get so caught up sometimes in the, you know, there's all these smart scientists out there trying to figure out the whys, the hows, or whatever. The Bible tells us all of that.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out all the answers, but the Bible leads us to all the answers. I'm not saying that science is bad. Science is wonderful. It always proves the Bible.
Yeah.
Science is not a bad thing. I would never indicate even remotely that science is a bad thing.
Right.
But you see, people are always trying to find the answers that God always told them about.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Where was I? Oh, the people were crying out. The children were crying out.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
And said to him, do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, yes. Have you never read? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus was quoting scripture out of the Psalms. Mm-hmm. And what it specifically said, it's Psalm 8:2 actually. It says, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. Listen to this.
That's
so you've perfected praise, but he's ordained strength. This is exactly what he's saying. I've ordained strength by praise.
Yeah.
The strength, the ability. Listen, you remember when Paul and Silas were in prison? Do you remember when they were cast into the inner prison and they were put in stocks and chains and they were beaten? Do you remember that? You remember that story back there? And and they were locked up, they were put away forever. And what did they do? They praised God.
Yeah.
They sang hymns. Yeah. They sang to the Lord. And when they did that, what happened? The power showed up.
Amen.
The power showed up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You have ordained strength. The strength of God comes through praise.
Yeah.
The strength of God working in your life, it will come through praise. When you decide to open your mouth and speak the things that are on your heart, when you let that out, that is when the strength of God is going to come in. That's why when you're weak, when you feel broken, and you don't feel like praising, that's exactly when you need to be praising.
Yeah.
That's exactly when, you know, praise the Lord. When something goes wrong, that's when you just need to say, praise God.
Yeah.
You just need to open your mouth and say it.
Yeah.
Speak it out. Get it out there. Amen?
God.
Because God is doing wonderful things. He has set us up perfectly, but he has set us up to work in a certain way. And if we do not work the way God set us up to work, it's not going to work.
Right.
That is why so many people in church, so many wonderful hearted people, great hearted Christians. Listen, I am not against any Christian, any believer. I don't care if they like me or not. I am not against them. But I'm going to tell you right now, the reason that they fail is because they don't have the truth working in them.
Yeah.
The truth of God has not infiltrated their life, and they are not doing the things that God has showed them. That is why it doesn't work. It has nothing to do with the Word of God. It has nothing to do with the ability or the will of God. It has everything to do with the way God created things. Listen, if you don't do things right, they're not going to work right. You can't get blood out of a turnip, so to speak, right? You're not going to get things to work the way they're not supposed to. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. You have perfected praise. Hallelujah.
That's good.
Because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Look at that. Psalm 8:2. That you may silence the enemy and the avenger through the praise of the people of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I love, though, how it's the children who got this.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, Jesus said that if you want the things of God, you have to come to Him as a child.
Yeah.
As a child, receive as a child receives. Mm-hmm. You know, we would do ourselves good to think about how a child receives.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does a child receive from their parents? And I'm talking, obviously, you know, there's examples out there. We have bad parents and stuff like that. Obviously, we're not talking about every single example of parents out there. But generally speaking, a parent, and it doesn't matter if it's in the animal kingdom, in the human kingdom, it doesn't matter. Generally speaking, the children trust the parents.
Right.
What do they go to when they're scared? They go to the parents.
Yeah.
What do they go to when they want answers? They go to the parents.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Because they know something. See, it's designed. God, the Bible says in Romans that what can be known of God can be seen in creation.
Mm-hmm.
What can be known of God can be seen in creation.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can understand God by understanding creation, the way creation works. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. True praise can only come from peace. Peace can only come from trust. True praise can only come from peace, and peace can only come from trust.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why a parent or a child will turn to a parent. And that's exactly what we're seeing here, the children doing. See, we aren't going to turn to God unless we trust Him, unless we believe His Word, unless we have His Word in us. If we don't trust God, that's why a lot of people, they don't turn to God.
Wow.
A lot of Christians won't turn to God because they don't trust Him yet. They still think that God is going to remove. They may go hopefully, and when I mean hopefully, meaning that they don't really know whether or not He will.
Yeah.
But they turn to God and they're not after it because they don't trust Him completely.
Yeah.
And see, the thing is if you can't, and I'll say this to people. I'll say, well, what we need to do is praise. But what people do, the unfortunate thing is, what people do is they will... They come into the church, they don't trust God yet. You tell them something like they got to praise, and they're like, well, I don't know. I just want the answer to my problem.
Yeah.
I don't want to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
I just want this fixed, Pastor. I don't. You see, a lot of people that come for counseling, this is something I've learned. There's two ways of counseling. There's counseling according to the world, and there's counseling according to the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Counseling according to the world will see there, there, there.
Yeah.
Counseling according to the Word will say, this is what you do.
Yeah.
I said, counseling according to the world is going to say there, there, there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I said in Mayville, I think last week, that I've gotten callous to a lot of things. It isn't because I don't feel bad for people or because I don't look at people and have compassion. Of course I do.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you what, I'm over all this emotionalism that teaches us to just always turn back into ourselves and just be full of depression and full of anxiety and full of fear and just you know, satisfy the flesh and satisfy this. No, just turn to the Word. Do what the Word says, and your problems will fix themselves.
Amen.
See, this is the thing. A person who follows the Word completely will never stumble. They will never stumble. Now, how many people follow the Word completely? That's the question. Well, I'm endeavoring to follow it better and better all the time. And that's what each of us should do as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'll tell you, I look around some of the other camps. You know, our camp is one, the family churches and the people that we're connected to. And there's other camps out there. But sometimes I look around at the other camps and I sit there and think, dear Jesus, it's no wonder He's using us.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm just saying, like, there's whole camps where people are they're on stage ministering one day and the next day they're out in the bars.
Right.
Yeah.
These things should not be so.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. You got people leading groups of people that don't even know how to keep their life together.
Yeah. Right.
They don't know how to do the basic things in life.
Yeah.
That's why the things are in such chaos and uproar.
Yeah.
You have people starting churches that, you know, everybody in a church wants to be a leader. Everybody in church wants to be head of the ministry. Everybody in church thinks they need to have this Bible study and that Bible study. The only Bible study people need is Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And if there's any other services, they don't need a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Because if they do just what, if you would just come to church, only Sunday, if you would just come to church Sunday and you would take good notes and you would apply those notes to your life the rest of the week, you would live a glorious, glorious life.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. You would live free from a lot of trials, a lot of things that would come against you just because you did just the basic thing.
Yeah.
People are always looking for some big, it's got to be some big grand answer. It's got to be something fancy. It's got to be, oh, I got to have hands laid on me or I got to have this or that. No, all you need is the word.
Yeah.
Now, hands laying on you, of course, we do that, and that helps. That's not against the word.
Yeah.
But we don't look for that stuff. We don't look for the showboating. We look for the word, because the word is the answer.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen? Praise the Lord. As a nursing child depends on and trusts their mother, we are to trust God the same way.
Right.
As a nursing child just turns to their mom when she's hungry.
Yeah.
Or he's hungry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the way we're supposed to look at God. We're supposed to just be like, all right, stuff is happening, and this isn't right. This doesn't feel right. This is wrong. All this stuff is going wrong. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, what do? We start focusing on that.
Yeah, right.
We start focusing on the trial. We start focusing on what's going wrong. And of course, that's why we never get out of it, because we're focused in the wrong place.
Yeah, right.
We need to focus on God. Start praising God. Why? Because when we start praising God, when we look to Him, when we start opening our mouths to Him and stop thinking about everything that's wrong in the world, the earth yields its increase.
That's right.
When we start praising God, you know what we show when we praise God? We show our faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Faith is what you trust in, what you believe in.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise is the outward expression of what is already settled in your heart. Amen?
Yes.
Praise is the outward expression of what is already settled in your heart. Why can I praise God? Because I've already settled in my heart, He's good. I've already settled in my heart, He's my Redeemer.
Right.
I've already settled in my heart, He's my defender. I've already settled it in my heart, He's my healer. I've already settled it in my heart, He's my supply.
Right.
I've already settled it in my heart that He takes care of me, that He has never left me or forsaken.
Right.
It's already settled in my heart.
Yeah.
So what do I do? When the trial comes, it's settled in my heart.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, trial, you can't have this ground.
That's right.
I'm sorry, trial, but see, you're here and I'm with Him.
Yeah.
And He's good, and He's got the power, He's got the ability.
Yeah.
He squashed you out. He's already defeated you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, trial. See, this is what Jesus was talking about when He said, in the life you will have trials and tribulation, but be of good cheer.
Yes.
I have overcome this world.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Why did He say that? Because He had already overcome it. He's already saying, listen, you just look to me.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Doesn't matter if you can do it.
Right.
Yeah. Pride says I have to do it.
Yeah.
If you got to do it, if you got to accomplish it, that's pride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that as a pastor.
Yeah.
Well, glory to God, I'll just do everything then. That's pride.
Yeah.
That's pride. Why? Because there are many parts to a body, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
What if my hand tried to be my foot?
Yeah.
No, praise the Lord. If there's some people who don't have feet and they've had to use their hands like feet, but it's never as good as using a foot.
That's right.
Never is. Amen?
Right.
What if your eyes try to be your ears?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? We need parts of the body. We all need to come together and be the part that we're supposed to be and do what we're supposed to do.
Right.
That's the way God designed us. There ain't nothing wrong with that. That's the way. If you think that you got to do it yourself, it's pride. You're full of pride.
Yes.
Glory to God. Why did the devil fall?
Pride.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I love it that it said here, you know, in Matthew... I flipped a bunch of pages. I flipped a bunch of pages, so I'm going to go back down to here. But it said, out of the mouth of babes, in this Psalm 8:2, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Nursing. I got this picture in my heart as I did it about a baby. You know, a sleeping baby? You ever seen a sleeping baby?
Yeah.
Man, don't they sleep in peace?
Yeah.
I mean, they like just curl up there, and don't they look so sweet? And they just like, there ain't nothing in the world wrong with it.
Yeah.
They're just sleeping. They're in peace.
Yeah.
Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants.
Yeah.
You see, this is what nursing infants do. They're in so much peace because there's so much trust.
Yeah.
They trust God so much that they're in that place of peace already. Amen.
Yes.
Now, this is a scripture that I was talking about here. Turn with me to 1 Peter 5, 6. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen?
Amen.
See, what he's teaching us today will change our life tomorrow. It'll change our life now, but you understand. What he's teaching us today, because this is the thing, you're going to go out and you're going to face stuff this week.
Yeah.
You're not going to have Pastor Jeff's wonderful preaching while you're out there walking around dealing with life. You're not going to have my good looks following you around every day. But what you are going to have is you're going to have the word that was preached to you.
That's
amen.
Right. That's so
praise the Lord. Some of you get the word twice on a weekend and, and two different words, and you get to take that with you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. 5, 6, and 7. This is what I was led to. This is where the Lord had led me. 5, 6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now, the reason I was led to this scripture is because of the idea of humbling yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Praise is the ultimate in humbling. You see, people think humbling is something that it's not. Humbling is not coming before God, whipping yourself. You know, there's some Jews that would do that. They would come up to the prayer wall, and they're whipping themselves with like a little whip kind of thing, to kind of, because they think that's humbling, debasing themselves. But that's not what humbling is.
No.
Yeah. That's not what God was talking about. Yeah. He says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Praise is humbling yourself. Praise is saying, you know what, I need you, Lord.
Yeah.
Praise is saying, you're so good. Praise is saying, see, it's pride that can't praise something.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Pride can't, it's pride that can't compliment somebody.
Right. Yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Amen? It's pride that does that. It's pride that says you can't go up to someone and be nice to them.
Yeah, right.
It's pride.
Yeah.
Humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. And see, when I was working on this message, this is what you have to understand. I got all the way to this point, and I came, this is a scripture that came to me, but the title of the message was The Power of Praise. Mm-hmm. Okay? It wasn't praise and peace.
Yeah.
It was the power of praise. And so I always, being the person, being a person that always likes to put things in context, I read to the next scripture, right?
Yeah.
What's the next scripture say? Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
Yeah.
Praise God. That's awesome. And we love that scripture. And I use it for many sermons, but this isn't the sermon I want to use that scripture in. Because I'm sitting there thinking, this doesn't have anything to do with what I'm talking about.
Right.
This doesn't have anything to do with praise.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started realizing. And what I did was, this is what happened. So I'm sitting in my chair, and I'm reading the word, and I'm seeing this, and this is a point where I'm kind of befuddled. This is a point where I'm kind of stumped. I come up to this, and I'm like, all right, well, now it's like having the nice my socks on in the shower. Why was I like that? Because the word God was giving me was confusing? No. It's because I wanted to go in the direction I wanted to go, and not the direction that he was taking me.
Right.
But one thing that I've learned, and one thing that I've been taught, is when I get into a situation where I don't know what to do, what do? I rest.
Yeah.
And so what I'm doing, I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this and I'm going, and I even went to a bunch of other scriptures trying to create another message. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And see, what I did was is I finally was going nowhere. So I was just like, I looked over and I saw that couch sitting over there.
Yeah.
And I thought, what am I going to do? Well, I got to prepare a message for tonight, right? I got to finish it. Got to come to church with a message.
Yeah.
I don't have time to take a nap. But what I did is I went and laid down.
Yeah.
And I no sooner put my head down, then all this stuff started coming to me.
Yeah.
And God started connecting. Wait a minute. Praise and peace are completely connected.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what these scriptures are doing. Humble yourselves. How do you humble yourself? You humble yourself by praise.
Yes. Yeah.
By praise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you step out in praise, and then you cast all your cares upon him.
Yeah.
He cares for you. Why do you cast? What is casting your cares on him? Knowing the scripture, knowing that casting his cares, your cares on him is not fruitless, but it's fruitful.
Yes.
So when you cast your cares on him, what comes in?
Peace.
See, this is how the Lord works. The Lord will work in his word. He'll bring things to light to you to show you exactly what he's saying. God is saying, if you want the peace, you have to be able to cast your cares. But you can't cast your cares unless you trust him. So first you got to trust God. But one of the ways you show that you trust God is by opening your mouth and praising him.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't feel it, I'm going to go somewhere now.
Yeah.
You can go with me?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Even if you don't feel it, especially when you do not feel it, you need to show God where your faith is.
That's good.
sooner or later you got to get tired with the same old.
Yeah, that's right.
Every once in a while I get to the point where I'm just like, you know what? I'm tired of this. I've had enough of it. I've had it up to here with the attack in this area. I've had it up to here with doing things the wrong way in this area. I've had it up to here. I'm talking about myself.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Right. We're talking about ourselves. I've had it up to here with the way I've been going. Because I'm just never getting over that hill. Yeah. Because I'm just not putting the word to practice. Yeah. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to do what the word says. Yeah. And I'm going to start seeing the change in my life for once.
Yeah.
And guess what happens? It changes.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, it's funny because God had to take me here, and he had to take me here, and he had to take me here, when all the time, I just had to go from here to here.
Yeah.
If I had just paid attention to him, I'd have gone right from point A to point B.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But sometimes he got to take us around in a little bit of a walk just so we can see.
Yeah, that's good.
See, yeah. This is what you got to know. Sometimes God's got to take us a certain direction so we can see.
Right.
Not because he needs us to go in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, God can get everybody saved in like a heartbeat. He could send us all out. He sent every Christian out on the street right now. And if everybody listened to the word, right? It would be simple as this. Every Christian go out on the street. Hey, have you heard about Jesus? This, this, and this. And they'd be like, no, I haven't. But I want that. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to come in too now. And then all those Christians, all the other Christians, go to someone else.
Yeah.
This entire world could be saved in like a matter of a day, probably.
Amen.
Just by people going out and just doing the word.
Yeah.
If people receive.
Yeah.
But the problem is people don't receive. So what does God do? God allows you to have things happen in your life sometimes that don't feel very good.
Yeah.
Because you got to know that if you touch that stove, it's going to burn you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you do that? So you don't go back and touch that stove.
Yeah,
only a fool
right.
goes back to that same stove and puts his hand on it.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. They ain't a smart, they ain't intelligent person. They isn't somebody that has good direction in their life to keep going up and getting burned again.
Right.
Listen, that burns you so many times. That's why my life, and I've had kind of, you know, a hard walk sometimes. Because I still insist on going up to that stove and touching it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know it's going to burn. I know it is, but it's pretty and I want to touch it. So I touch it. Burn! Hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, God has got to, sometimes he got to take us until we're done.
Yeah.
And sometimes God looked down at us and he just said that. He's like, you done yet?
Yeah.
You know, he said, sometimes you'll be sitting there throwing a fit. You'll be just having chaos. You'll be like kicking and screaming and all this stuff and you're just pouting and throwing a fit and God will just look down at you and he'll be letting you do it and all of a sudden you'll take a breath and he'll be like, are you done now?
Yeah.
You're going to listen to my word now.
Yeah.
And see, because it's a word that leads us to the truth, and the truth is what sets us free.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
The truth is sometimes you ain't right.
Right.
The truth is sometimes you ain't got it figured out.
Yeah.
The truth is sometimes you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
It isn't, listen, only the devil would teach people that it's wrong to say you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Only the devil would tell. But why? Because if you tell somebody who's doing something, or if you refuse to tell somebody who's doing something wrong that it's wrong, and they keep doing it, what's going to happen? The bad thing's going to happen that they don't want to happen.
Yeah.
And then they come and they're all broken down, praise the Lord, and they're looking around, they're saying, why did this happen? Why did this happen? God must, I know God won't put more. No, God didn't put it on you.
Yeah,
you
right.
put it on yourself because
right.
you didn't want to listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't necessarily raised in a church. And, you know, growing up, my mom did the best that she could. Praise the Lord with what she knew. But she didn't know a whole lot about this stuff then either. You know, but the thing is, my mom still was able to teach me some things that were really beneficial in life had I listened to them.
Mm-hmm.
My mom told me don't ever touch drugs. But did I listen? No, and I got burned. My mom told me not to just hop around. My mom taught me to love people and to be good to people and stuff like that. But sometimes I didn't want to do that. Sometimes I wanted to do things my way. When I got burned, I had to deal with the consequences.
Yeah.
You know, praise the Lord, mom didn't give up on me. Hallelujah. But you know, that's the thing. We don't, there's basic things in life that people just aren't doing anymore.
Right.
Because they it's a lie. Now listen, what's happening socially is it's from the pit of hell.
Yeah.
People don't realize how dangerous it is.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I love the, we love our devices. We love our, we use this example all the time. And I'm guilty of this time at times too. But we have to be careful when we're using this stuff and we're so ramped up on everything that's coming out of social media because we don't know if that's true. Most of the time it's not true.
Right.
But anyways,
that's
it's
right.
bent the way they want you to hear it.
Yeah.
Wherever you're listening to, you're going to hear it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I we love the different news channels and stuff. We talk about this. I generally watch, like if I watch any news or if I get any news, it's off of like Fox News. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not so deceived to sit there and think that they're perfect. I can see them bending things all the time.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I just can't stand the way everybody else bends it the other way.
Right.
Yeah.
So I would at least rather listen to it bent the right way or somewhat in that direction than bent so stinking devil conscious. And when I say devil conscious, the things the devil wants people to get into.
Yeah,
we watch this all the time because people can't even see. You know, people can't even see that this president is a blessing from the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, people can't even see that this president is. Christians in the church cannot see that this president is a blessing from the Lord.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're too stupid to look in Scripture and see it. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's good.
But it's the truth. I'm not saying everything he does is good. I'm not saying everything he does is right.
Right.
Maybe half the stuff he does is wrong. I don't know. But I'm telling you that there's things that he's doing that are setting the church up.
Yeah.
And if anybody had an ounce of understanding spiritually of what's actually happening behind the scenes, they would be very thankful for who we got right now.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, he's already elected. I can't get in trouble for saying that. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Okay, I got to hurry up here. Because I'm running out of time. But turn with me to Mark 4 real quick. I thought I was going to finish early. Mark 4. Praise God. Tammy, you're going to have to work out longer. That's all there is to it. No, me and Tammy had this conversation.
Okay.
She does. She listens to sermons while she's working out. Praise the Lord. She gets a longer workout when she listens to my sermons. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know what this is like the other day. I was working out the other day. Believe it or not, I actually got in the gym. I was working out, and I'm listening to Dr. Dufresne, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, man, this is good, you know? And I'm like, I mean, I only put so many minutes in on the elliptical. I got to go a little bit longer so I can listen to more. I did it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Listen to sermons when you work out. You go all day. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Mark 4:35. Glory to God. God's taking us somewhere. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, man, there's so much revelation in this. I can't get it all out in 3 minutes. What are you thinking? Hallelujah. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Jesus, Son of God, God in the flesh, said, "Let's cross over to the other side." So where were they going to go?
The other side.
The other side. What would faith tell you? If you were in that boat, what would faith tell you? Why?
Because
God said so. Yep. God said we're going to the other side. What does faith tell you? We're going to the other side. It tells us that we're getting there. Amen?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's very important. This is something for years I looked over this scripture, but that's incredibly important.
Yeah.
Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. Now let's apply this to your own life. You're going to sit there in your own life. God's going to give you direction. You're going to start going in that direction, and all of a sudden you're going to be like, wait a minute, there's a storm, God. I must have been wrong. No, the storm comes for a reason.
Yeah.
The devil doesn't want you to get to the other side.
That's right. Yeah.
And so he throws up a storm, so you'll either quit or you'll sink.
Yeah. Right.
Because both can happen.
Yep.
You can quit or you can sink because you're not smart enough to use the word.
Yeah.
Amen. We're going to see that here. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Verse 38. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow.
Yeah.
And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Now, what does Jesus know? Jesus is out back there like a sleeping baby. Remember how I mentioned that? He's back there like a sleeping baby. What did Jesus know that they didn't know? Cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Because he's going to take you to the other side.
Yes.
Cast your cares. Trust in him. Why? He was sleeping because he knew that boat couldn't sink.
Yeah.
He knew it couldn't sink.
Yeah.
You understand, there's trials in life that sometimes just because things are happening, but there's trials because we have an enemy.
Yeah.
We have to realize that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, I love this, "Peace, be still." He could have just said, "Be still," right?
Right, right.
But this is what he said. He said, "Peace."
Yeah.
Why? God always leads in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peace, be still. Well, I won't go back to verse 38, though, because I want you to see something. Mm-hmm. Where the disciples lost the battle was right there in verse 38. Mm-hmm. They didn't lose it. Listen, where their boat sank was in verse 38.
Mm-hmm.
They were still floating. Wait a minute, Pastor Jeff. They were still floating. How could they still be floating and their boat sunk? You just said their boat sunk. I know I said that. Because what had happened is they had already sealed their fate by their lack of faith.
Wow. Yeah.
They had already sealed their fate because they weren't willing to do what the word said.
Yeah.
They had been with Jesus long enough. They listened to him preach. He said, let's go to the other side.
Yeah.
They didn't have the peace. So they didn't praise God in the storm. What did they do? They start crying.
Yeah.
And they sank the boat.
Yeah. Come on.
They hadn't even sank yet, but they gave up. When the storm is raging and you're sure that your boat is sinking, where do you let your thoughts go?
Yeah.
We need to ask ourselves this. Yeah. Where do we allow our thoughts to go?
Wow.
Do we let them go to that place of that we cast our cares on Him, knowing that He'll take care of us and that we can praise Him?
Come on.
Or do we let the boat sink?
Come on.
Because we use lack of faith.
It's good.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
What if Jesus was not in their boat?
Ooh,
what would have happened?
Sucks.
What would have happened if Jesus wasn't in the boat? Thank God Jesus was there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take this a little bit further. What happens if Jesus ain't in your boat?
Right.
What if you ain't got Jesus in your boat?
Yeah.
I see people who want to reject the word. People want to reject church. They think, well, you see, I don't tell people to come to church because I need you here.
Yeah.
I tell you to come for you.
Yeah.
I preach the word. I come and have church for you.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, I had church in Jamestown.
Yeah.
I went to church. I had a pastor. I served my pastor, and I had a great life. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I was doing everything fine. We don't have church in Mayville for us.
Yeah.
We don't have church in Corey for us.
Yeah.
We have it for others.
Yeah.
Because where the word is preached, see, people got to hear the word. Because it's the word that will change their lives.
Amen.
And you need it every day. Amen? Right. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Yeah.
I wrote this down. I got it two places in my Bible. I started it because this is something I got to remember. This is something you need to remember.
Yeah.
Frustration is lost peace.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
If you're frustrated, you're not in peace. Praise the Lord. Your boat's sinking. If you're frustrated by something, I know things come up. What do? Praise God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know things don't work. Praise the Lord.
Praise Him. Yeah.
Praise Him anyways.
Yeah.
Sometimes little things. I had this happen a couple weeks ago. We woke up, there was no power in our house. Mm-hmm. With no power in your house, you don't have heat. You don't have water because we have a well and it pumps it out of. You can't get out of the garage to go anywhere. And no power in our house. Frustrated.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, you're like, it's cold outside. It was cold in the house because the heat wasn't on, because the power wasn't on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the power came back on, but the water didn't come back on. Then I was frustrated.
Yeah, sure.
But see, I didn't allow it to overtake me. I didn't allow me to. This is what I love about getting older, is you learn some of these things.
Yeah.
You get a little bit smarter over time. You don't get mad about it. You just let it go. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I got to hurry.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
This is good.
We're getting there, though. Amen?
Amen.
Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I wrote this in my Bible, and I got a highlight in there, too. The wind ceased because he spoke from a place of authority and faith.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke with authority and faith, and that's why it stopped. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. Verse 40, but he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And I like to look at this scripture like this. Why? Question mark. You know, like, why did it happen? Because you have no faith.
Yeah.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
See, we need to get to that place where we trust God and we do what His word says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hearkening back to the beginning of of this whole sermon about peace and praise. When will the earth work for the child of God?
Yeah.
When your lips are praising
yeah.
Him. When you're allowing those things to come out, when you're allowing the words in your mouth to change your situation, when you allow it to come out and you don't focus on the problem because you trust the Lord.
Yes. Right.
But we got to get to the place where we trust the Lord. How do we do that? We do that by the way that we hear the word. We allow our minds to be renewed by the word, as the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. I'm going to close in John 14. John 14, 27. John 14, 27. This is awesome. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Yes.
Listen, this is a command.
Yes.
Let not your heart be troubled. Do not let your heart be troubled.
Yeah.
Do not let it be troubled.
Yeah.
If you trust God, you won't let it be troubled.
That's right.
Neither let it be afraid.
Yeah.
There is no trouble. There is no fear that should come against a Christian.
Right.
Now listen, we're all working towards this.
Right.
You understand? I'm not saying you're going to be perfect today.
Right.
Because I'm not perfect. But this is what we need to work towards. These are the scriptures that we need to pull up. When everything is going wrong in life, peace I leave with you. But look what he says. My peace I give to you, but not as the world gives it. It means it's not coming the way the world accesses. They're not going to understand. The world will not understand why you're praising God when everything's going to hell.
Right.
They're not going to understand that. But you understand it because you understand the word. Amen?
Amen.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God does not want things in our life chaos.
That's
he
right.
is not a chaos God.
Right.
He wants it peace, and he wants it to be in us to be in peace. We need to humble ourselves and get there, and we're going to get there through praise.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is good. He loves us so very much.